AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. President Biden signs a bill making June 19th the 12th federal holiday. Biden says Juneteenth celebrates the June 19th, 1865 end of slavery, the beginning of the struggle for equality for blacks, and acknowledges the nation's dark history.
Great nations don't ignore their most painful moments. They don't ignore those moments in the past. They embrace them. Great nations don't walk away.
Jobless claims rose last week.
The number of Americans filing for jobless aid had fallen six straight weeks before going up by 37,000 last week to 412,000. That surprised economists who predicted another dip as the economy continues its fast pandemic recovery. While the number remains historically high, it's far off the total seen at the pandemic's height. A year ago, nearly 1.5 million people filed for jobless aid in a single week. Some businesses have been struggling to find enough workers to keep up with growing consumer demand, though economists expect hiring to catch up in coming months. Sagar Magani, Washington.
For a third time, the Supreme Court rejects a challenge to the Affordable Care Act. The law remains in place as the court rules Texas, other Republican-led states, and two individuals had no right to bring their lawsuit to federal court. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
We will never forget how Republican leaders embraced this monstrous way to rip away America's health care in the middle of a deadly pandemic.
The Senate is expected to vote on Tuesday on a voting rights and elections bill passed by the House in March. Republicans are united against it. West Virginia Democrat Joe Manchin has proposed changes to the House-passed bill, which Senate Democrats have accepted. But he's not in favor of lifting the filibuster, which means the GOP has the votes to block the measure. This is AP News. A tropical storm warning is up for parts of Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards.
The range of rainfall will be somewhere between 1 inch and 8 inches. Right now, the expectation is that the eastern side of the storm will have the most significant impacts.
The National Hurricane Center says rainfall totals of 4 to 8 inches with isolated maximum amounts of 12 inches are possible beginning tomorrow, continuing through the weekend from the central Gulf Coast northeastward into the southern Appalachians. The Chicago Bears are thinking about moving out of Soldier Field and building a new stadium at Arlington International Racecourse, a horse track about 30 miles from where they are now. The Bears have made the same kind of noises in the 70s and 80s. Mayor Lori Lightfoot says she'll do all she can to keep the team at Soldier Field, where they have a lease until 2033. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.
The Sherwin-Williams Summer Sale is here. Get 30% off select paints and stains or 35% off our newest product, Emerald Symmetry, July 17th through the 27th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.